Will there be entertainment, sports, and other activities in heaven, or will it just be, you know, worshiping God? Which, mind you, there's enough wonder and awe in God for us to be worshiping with passion for eons and eternities. So that's not a bad thing. It's not a boring thing. But is there, like, entertainment in the arts and sports and all these other things? Or are we just going to be worshiping the awe and beauty of God for decades and eternities?
Well,
basically, will I still be able to be Batman in eternity?
Well, and meanwhile, we should be praying for the soul of the real Batman. you know, that the God would do a work of grace in his heart, because he's obviously had some dark issues. And but anyway, no, I think it all goes back to our premise. If you approach this from the historical way that people have misunderstood heaven, a place of disembodied spirits, and Aquinas talked about this, though he did talk about some about the new earth as well, but mostly he just talked about us being in the presence of God and a continuous worship, by which he meant nothing but gazing upon the glory of God, so that worship was narrowly defined. Will we worship God forever? Absolutely. Will we do all to the glory of God forever? Absolutely. But even now we're told in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now, if you envision, in contrast to what I was saying, the new earth as our eternal dwelling place, when God makes a new heavens and a new earth, a new celestial bodies, a new earth, then the implication of the new earth is people together in relationship, physical land. You've got the New Jerusalem described, you've got walls, you've got precious stones, you've got roads and paths and doorways. Revelation 21, the end of it, talks about the kings of, and this is on the new earth, this is not millennium, this is not anything else but the new earth. It says the kings of the nations of the earth will bring their treasures into the city, into the New Jerusalem. Well, Christ is sitting on the throne. Why are people bringing their treasures or their splendors in there? Well, as tribute, that's a clear implication, as tribute to the King of Kings, because they're just kings. He's the King of Kings with a capital K of lowercase kings. We're, you know, and so all these passages that talk about serving him and having positions of leadership and rulership, ruling with Christ, be faithful a little, I'll put you over much, over five cities, over 10 cities. Suddenly now we see, well, when will that happen? Well, it will happen on the new earth. In other words, there's culture, there's artifacts. By implication, is there art? We know there's music. Well, there's music even in the present heaven. Will there be music and musical instruments on the new earth? Of course there would be. Sports? Well, I think the argument should not be, why would I believe there would be sports, but why would I believe there wouldn't be? In other words, if we're physical people, embodied people, created in God's image, who gave us the desire for these things? The taste for art and music and sports, who gave that to us? Was it Satan? No, it was God. If sin had not come into the world, would sports have ever developed? Would Adam and Eve learn to play music, and would they have, you know, well, of course. Would they have done art? Of course.
Right.
That's because we're God's image bearers. That's why a large part of the book on heaven is devoted, and numbers of smaller spinoffs like 50 Days of Heaven and Heaven for Kids and other ones are devoted to the new earth, because that's where the paradigm shift takes place.